Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. Your retirement dreams can become reality if you have a plan. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. We provide custom solutions to help you navigate through your finances today while helping you build a strong financial portfolio for tomorrow. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so Senator Marco Rubio, soon to be Secretary of State Marco Rubio, was just speaking a few moments ago, saying he's very honored that President Trump has nominated him to be the Secretary of State of the United States. He will sweep through his confirmation without issue. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli, where I got to give Tom Hoskins a great shout out for his tweet about Tulsi Gabbard. It was excellent. Congratulations, Tulsi Gabbard. Your outstanding service and dedication have earned you this honor. You can now take yourself off the terror watch list. Outstanding, Tom. Well done. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard is on the Quiet Skies program. She's now been nominated by President Trump to be the Director of National Intelligence. She's a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army Reserve. She's a fighter. She's a warrior. And for some reason, she's on the Quiet Skies program, an enhanced TSA spying program on American citizens. And nobody knows why. And nobody's ever been able to answer the question of why. Well, Tulsi will be able to figure that out as the Director of National Intelligence. And I'm sorry, but I think that she's going to fly through, too. I really do. I cannot imagine them opposing Tulsi Gabbard. Because, first of all, why would you? I mean, there's nothing to oppose about Tulsi. She's supremely qualified for this. She's got the military background. Matt Gaetz may have problems with those other senators. I don't know. But I can't imagine Tulsi having any problems. I can't imagine. I honestly really can't. Because she's, first of all, a former member of Congress, so she gets the deferential treatment from that, even though she wasn't a senator, still member of Congress. And she's in the military. She's a woman. I mean, it's like the complete package right there. So I'd be shocked if she doesn't sail through as well. But then again, there's a lot of heads exploding today and blowing up. The left is losing their mind, as you can imagine, losing their mind. What's going on? Oh, this is good. So today, the White House fembot, Karine Jean-Pierre, was asked the question if Biden apologized for calling President Trump a dangerous threat to our country and our democracy. Take a listen.
In the meeting, we saw a unified front related to a transition in the Oval Office meeting. But a lot was said on the campaign trail, like Trump is a dangerous threat to our country and our democracy. Was there an apology today?
I'm sorry?
Was there an apology from President
whom?
Biden for the words, some of the
so
words
you,
he used?
An apology from the President, President Biden.
To President-elect Trump for some of the words that was used on the campaign trail.
Look, and I've answered this a couple of times about a threat to democracy in the past week. The president is going to always feel obligated to be honest with the American people. What he says still stands. And it's not just him. You heard this from former staffers. You've heard it from the former chief of staff, John Kelly, and others. You've heard it directly from the president, president-elect, the former president, about enemy of the people. Very, very clear. Very clear. What we want to be also very clear about is the importance of listening to the will of the American people.
bottom line is this. They never believed Trump was a threat to democracy or a danger to democracy. They never believed any of those things. Because here's the president of the United States of America sitting in the Oval Office with the guy that he's been calling a threat to democracy, a danger to democracy. The whole thing was a scam. It was a scam. They never believed it. And it was a bad talking point and a bad message point. That's why they lost. I mean, it's part of the reason why they got their asses handed to them on Election Day and why you have a sea of red from sea to shining sea, from north to south and east and west, and an absolute mandate, a crushing electoral victory because they were off message. Nobody believes Trump's a threat to democracy. The guardrails of American democracy, our constitutional republic, which we technically are in place. And they survived 4 years of Donald Trump, who left the office. Like, let's say, for example, theoretically speaking, Joe Biden decided Donald Trump was a really believed Trump was a danger to democracy and believed that he was going to destroy this country, et cetera, et cetera. What could Biden do about it? He's the president. He's the commander in chief. What could he do? This is always the thing about the Trump being a dictator part of this story that they were never able to answer. And logically speaking, they still can't. Because even if Biden believed that, his term ends on January 20th. He's no longer the commander in chief, whether or not he stays in the Oval Office or not, whether or not he decides to lock the doors. Like, being in the White House doesn't make you president. It's not as if you're president until you walk out the door and they've got to shove him out for his presidential powers to come off. It's not a movie where it's you got to get the kid out of the magical forest or something like that. I mean, he stops being president at 12:01 on January 20th. That's not in dispute. So the question, of course, is if any president ever said, I'm not leaving, I'm staying, well, then everybody who's complicit in helping that person is breaking the law. And they're committing crimes against the United States of America. Do they want to do that? If Biden turns around and says, I don't like the fact that Pete Hegseth is going to be the defense secretary and I'm ordering the military to arrest Donald Trump and keep Donald Trump away. I mean, that's not going to hold up in court. And if he orders them to do it anyway, are they going to comply? See, there's always that part of this story that logically, and since it's never happened in our country, people see through that nonsense. And obviously, Joe Biden never meant it. Because if you really believe that, are you going to sit there in the Oval Office with the guy and chat it up? He was rooting for Donald Trump the entire time. Once he dropped out of the race, he was rooting for Donald Trump. I told you this. He hates Kamala Harris. He wanted her to lose. And today was a great example of that. It was a civilized day talking about the peaceful transfer of power. And that's what Joe Biden wants to be able to do, because I actually read an article about this today where they were saying that there were many people on the left upset that Biden was having the danger of democracy in the White House. And they were saying, well, Biden's a guy who loves to preserve American institutions and therefore he's going to do that. But there's a lot of people who are angry at him for doing so, angry at Biden for hosting the future president of the United States, because they really do believe he's a danger to democracy. And the point of the article from Politico was, but that's Joe Biden. He's a respecter of the institutions and the norms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the reality is that was just a campaign point. It was never real. And if they had focused on other things besides that, maybe they would have had a better chance. I don't think so, but maybe. You know, if they had actually focused on the issues that matter to the American people versus rerunning the 2016 campaign. This campaign was a 2016 cover band. It really was. It was the Hillary Clinton cover band, if you think about it. Same attack points, same lines. Trump is mean tweets, bad guy, going to take over the world, dictator, blah, 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 and women, women, women. It was a Hillary Clinton cover band. That's what the Kamala Harris campaign was. A $1 billion Hillary Clinton cover band. Same concert night before the election. Yeah, thank you. That's a great point. Same concert night before the election. Literally. Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen, the same nonsense, the same stuff. It was just a bad cover band. And she lost badly. But they never believed the crap they said about Trump. They didn't believe it then. They don't believe it now. And even if Trump decided at the end of his second term that he wants to stay, he's not going to be able to. The bottom line. There's no way the president can stay. He doesn't. This is not a third world country where the president gets his small army. You know, in these countries where dictators happen, they tend to be small, if you've noticed that. And there's and also, too, the military is nowhere near the size of the American military. So even if the president had a dedicated band of soldiers who wanted to keep him in office, do you think the whole military is going along with that? Come on, stop. You know, it's such a silly notion in the United States of America. We will always have a peaceful transfer of power. And January 6, 2021 was never going to stop that either. I told you that. Best case scenario for the people that were hoping for that day, for the election results to go back to the states, best case scenario was the states would have had a process whereby they would have decided the electoral count and recounted or whatever, but it probably wouldn't have changed anything. But that was the law under the Electoral Count Act at the time. There will always be a peaceful transfer of power in this country. The guardrails always hold, no matter who the president is. That's the bottom line. And seeing Trump in the Oval Office today with Biden was just a reminder of the fact that this entire thing was a scam from the start. I mean, you even have liberal New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand inviting Donald Trump to New York to tour a manufacturing industry in her state. She's bringing the dictator himself into the state of New York where he's, I don't know, maybe this is a trick to get him arrested, you know, because he's a felon in New York State. Maybe Judge Mershon will sentence him that morning and Trump will cross into the border and then the New York State police will run out of the woods and arrest him or stupid. Anyway, here's cut number five.
I'm also going to invite President Trump to tour the semiconductor manufacturing in New York State so that he can see for himself that these are jobs that will last for decades and that we want to be competitive with China, something he said publicly many times. He wants to outcompete China. New York's a way to do that. So I'm going to be reaching across the aisle with this new administration to do things for the benefit of New York in every aspect I can, because that's my job.
She's bringing the monster of democracy, the danger to democracy himself, right directly into her state. The monster. Bringing the monster. CNN host Boris Sanchez speaks with GOP rep Kevin Cramer and asks him, are you comfortable with Tulsi Gabbard having access to the nation's most sensitive secrets? Let's take a listen to that. Just broke.
I'm also curious about your thoughts for DNI. As you were speaking, Senator, I got word from my producer that President-elect Trump has announced his choice of former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard.
Can we stop
as
it right
the
there for a moment?
As the director of national.
Can you pause it, Matt? Did you notice what he said, the host, just now? Did you catch that? Matt DeSantis?
I did. I heard, yes.
Okay, so for anyone who missed it, what he said was, I heard in my ear, my producer just told me Tulsi Gabbard was named the director of national intelligence. You know who didn't tell me in my ear? My producer.
In fairness,
I had to find out about it on Twitter.
It broke 90 seconds earlier, and I was working on another breaking news story, which was who Ron DeSantis might replace Marco Rubio with in the Senate.
I'm hearing that television host. What's his name?
His name is Boris Sanchez.
I'm hearing Boris Sanchez and thinking, what a gift for your producer to come in your ear and tell you some breaking news like that.
Well, you know what? He got the breaking news at 3:12. Let's see if you got it before he did. I'll have to go back and listen to the timestamp in the podcast, but I imagine that you probably got it first.
Did Boris Sanchez have to start his whole show over? That's the question.
Probably not. I'm guessing he
twice.
Didn't do it. And if he did, he didn't do it twice.
All right. So let's take it from the top. Go ahead.
National intelligence. She's also a controversial figure, someone who's been accused of being a Russian asset. Are you comfortable with her and her track record having access to some of the nation's most sensitive secrets?
Well, first of all, Tulsi and I were classmates in the House. I know her pretty well. She's also a warrior. She has donned the uniform. And frankly, as a member of the House of Representatives, Tulsi had access to the deepest secrets in the country as well. And by the way, the only thing she had to do to earn that was get more votes than her opponent. It's kind of a funny system that we have here. But having said all of that, I think once again, Tulsi is an illustration of peace through strength, with an understanding, a populist view, a mega view, if you will, that I think is what the American people elected. She's very articulate. She knows who the enemy is. I have full faith in her, and I think most of my colleagues in the United States Senate will. And frankly, I think when you take Tulsi and Pete and Mike Waltz as the National Security Advisor, you're seeing the picture. This is a president who wants to deter the enemy, not simply by better weapon systems, but by attitude and by reputation. Mm-hmm. Kristi Noem, frankly, for DHS, similarly. You might argue about particular experiences or you know, credentials, if you will, but at the end of the day, they're all strong leaders who I think represent that peace through strength attitude, not just a weapon system. And I think it's a perfect picture of what Donald Trump, I think, has been talking about throughout the campaign.
But the Russian agent thing about Tulsi, which is one of the worst smears ever, that's going to come up again. 100%. It's a lie. It's so fake. It's one of those things they threw at her. She said she never even went to Moscow, but they threw this at Tulsi. They will attack her relentlessly on this. The attack campaigns will begin against Tulsi 100%, especially because she was a Democrat and she left the party and joined the Republican Party. So they view her as a traitor, and they are going to work to make it their job to stop her. They're going to work to make it their job to stop Matt Gaetz, too. They're not going to care about Kristi Noem, and they're not going to care about Rubio, and they're not going to care about Ratcliffe and whoever else so far that President Trump has nominated. But those two in particular, Tulsi and Gaetz, watch for it. The Democrats will come after them big time. And the question is, will all the Republicans hold? Will all the Republicans hold solid on this when the Democrats start their attack and start bringing up all the dirt and all the, you know, all the stuff? That's going to be the question, because Trump right now has a mandate, and with that mandate should come the people that he wants to have him help achieve, whether you agree with it or not. I mean, that mandate is there. The Senate confirmation process, really, for the most part, the Senate is supposed to give the president a very, very long leash here to do the job. You know what I mean? And there's been instances where that has not always been the case, obviously, in our American history. But for the most part, it's been understood that the president gets to bring in the cabinet that the president wants. And the Senate is really there to do the pomp and circumstance and the grandstand. And if there is something that is truly detrimental to the United States or something like that. But senators love to grandstand, particularly senators. I mean, all politicians do, but particularly members of the United States Senate. They all think they could be president one day. They all think they're a heartbeat away from it. And there will be grandstanding, no question about it. But yes, that's the other appointment that was announced today. Kristi Noem officially as the Secretary of Homeland, the Department of Homeland Security. And yes, I got the news about Tulsi Gabbard at 3:13. Boris Sanchez on CNN got it at 3:12. But more people heard me play the clip of Boris Sanchez saying it at 4:12 than they did at 3:12 when he announced it on CNN. So there you go. Let's see. Politically astute thinker says if he was a threat to democracy, shouldn't 46 have arrested him today? That's exactly right, right? Order him arrested. Order him shipped to Gitmo. He's a threat to democracy. I mean, that's why all these scenarios are so ridiculous. Imagine if the president tried to do that. Be a great movie. Be another one of my feature blockbuster films. And maybe you get away with that crap in like the 1800s. I don't know. But like, what are you going to do now? You know, I mean, Trump's got his security detail. And if Biden orders him arrested, like, what do you have, like a standoff between like the Secret Service and the Secret Service or I don't know. What does he send in to arrest Trump? Like SEAL Team 6? Are they going to take him to Gitmo because he's a threat to democracy so he can't become president? I mean, there's no scenario. Every time you try to conjure up a ridiculous scenario, You can't. It's totally illogical. It doesn't pass the logic test. The founders and the framers of the Constitution were very good about figuring out how to keep a dictator away from our system of government. They were very good about figuring out that way. And one of the areas where they didn't get it right was term limits for the presidency, which was corrected on later on. I mean, I'd like to see term limits for everybody. But obviously with the 22nd Amendment, now the president is term limited to 2 terms. So there's no mechanism for a president to stay for a third, except for that ridiculous movie Civil War. If Trump's appointments faced roadblocks or grandstanding, Republican leadership may resort to recess appointments. That was something that was interesting that I'd heard them ask Senator Thune today, the new majority leader. Is that something that they would do? All right, we'll talk more about that. Listen, DuckDuckGo is going to protect you and your privacy wherever you go. So right now, for example, I'm doing the show from the Media Theater. Tonight's our show with me and Jimmy Failla on stage here in Media. We'd love to see you tonight. We still have some tickets available at the door. So come out and see us in Media. But I'm using their Wi-Fi, but I'm protected because I've got DuckDuckGo VPN. DuckDuckGo VPN is outstanding. It is the best. It really is. It keeps my data encrypted. So no matter what public Wi-Fi I'm on, or even if I'm home on my personal Wi-Fi, DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro, it protects me. But it's a 3-in-1 privacy solution. It's not just the VPN. You also get personal data removal. Any of that stuff that's on the internet about you, your home address, your phone numbers, email addresses, that's gone. And you also get personal identity theft protection as well. God forbid somebody ever steals your identity, it is going to be, DuckDuckGo is going to fight to get it back, which is great. So sign up today. All you got to do is just go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. You're going to get a 7-day free trial, and then it's only $10 a month. For $10 a month to get a secure VPN, to have your personal identity protected, and to know that your data is going to be scrubbed from the internet, it is so worth it. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hi, I'm Mike Fenaria Jr. with Allsperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Fenaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered 1 story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of in darkness here at the Media Theater and the broadcast booth. The light above me just went dark. So if I look darker, that's the reason why. Okay, 2 things. There's already meltdowns over Matt Gaetz, which we're getting a lot of that. There's going to be a lot of that, okay? A lot of the meltdowns. But here's something about recess appointments. It's interesting. Barack Obama made less frequent use of the power, but it was his effort to recess appoint 4 members of the National Labor Relations Board that prompted the Supreme Court to limit the practice. The Supreme Court in 2014 unanimously held that Obama exceeded his authority. 5 justices, citing centuries of historical practice, found the president could make such temporary appointments when the Senate ceases conducting business for at least 10 days. The 4 most conservative justices, 3 of whom remain on the court, would have gone further still. Justice Antonin Scalia said the recess appointment power was obsolete. The need it was designed to fill no longer exists, and its only remaining use is the ignoble one of enabling the president to circumvent the Senate's role in the appointment process. As a practical matter, however, the decision made it simple for the Senate to prevent recess appointments by converting pro forma sessions during de facto recesses within 10-day periods. Kind of in the weeds tonight. So it's just a situation where you we'll see how they're able to do the machinations and get through. Okay, here's the thing. I have some audio for you right now of, let's see, got this guy, Matt, I don't know if you were able to pull that clip or not, of this, of the guy from, I just sent you from Grabian. Do you have that one? Did it go through?
Yeah, Andrew Weissman.
The service here is terrible. But all right, here's Andrew Weissman, who was part of the Russia collusion nonsense. Andrew Weissman on Matt Gaetz and the Attorney General. Talking about Matt Gaetz' appointment as Attorney General. This is what Andrew Weissman said. Take a listen.
Yeah, I sort of had two reactions to this announcement. And one is very similar to yours, which is, we have in the president-elect somebody who is clearly not tethered to facts or law. With respect to facts, we have, you know, we know he has said repeatedly that there was a fraud in the election and he won it. And we know that is not true. And he lost all of the cases but one, and that one was on some technical issue. So he is adhering to a world where facts and law don't matter. And so we shouldn't be surprised that he is selected to nominate, yet to be confirmed, somebody for the Attorney General and somebody for the Department of National Intelligence that are not just unqualified, but have shown that they're untethered to the facts and maybe also the law. So that shouldn't be surprising. And the other is really this idea of that somehow Matt Gaetz is going to be the person who prevents and stops weaponization when he is the exhibit A to weaponization. I mean, we are in pure George Orwell 1984 land where, you know, they say black is white and we're supposed to believe it.
That is we're in pure George Orwell land, ladies and gentlemen, pure George Orwell land. They are losing their friggin' minds over these appointments. They are losing their minds. Of course, the problem is that none of these men that Trump has appointed are wearing a dress. None of them are saying that they're a woman, like none of the men so far. You know what I mean? So, like a woman with a penis, like Rachel Levine. So, you can understand. And there's nobody who's stolen any luggage. So, obviously, you can imagine the standard of this is causing Washington to lose their mind. You mean there isn't, none of these people are trans? None of them? Matt Gaetz doesn't wear a dress? Come on. What's going on here? They're actually really losing it. We are at the Media Theater tonight. Me and Jimmy Failla tonight on stage. Tickets are still available at the door if you'd like to come see us at the Media Theater. It is on East State Street. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. It's going to be a great show, and would love to see you for it. Love to join you. This is our big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. If you're just joining me, it's been a very busy afternoon. We have Marco Rubio has been nominated as Secretary of State. He's the establishment guy. Then you get the non-establishment characters who were nominated today. Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence. Matt Gaetz, Attorney General. And then, of course, yesterday was the bombshell that Pete Hegseth from Fox News, who also, by the way, is a dedicated veteran himself, but that he was nominated to be the Secretary of Defense. So Washington is losing their mind. The Capitol Hill is losing their mind. This is all unconventional stuff here. They're freaking out. And you can only imagine what's still to come here with the nominations. The rumor is Kash Patel for FBI director. So all of this is happening at a time right now where the establishment is getting very, very nervous. So here's NBC's Julie Turskin on the Trump administration picks, reporting about the vibe on Capitol Hill. Take a listen.
Talk about some of the picks that you just ran through. Matt Gaetz, Tulsi Gabbard, Pete Hegseth. Do you think that they are confirmable at this point? What's the buzz on the Hill right now?
Well, I mean, I hope you don't forgive me for saying this, Kristen, but the general vibe on the Hill right now is WTF. People are shocked at the news of Gates, especially. I feel like I couldn't even get around to getting reaction on Tulsi Gabbard when this pick of Gates came down the pike. Senators, Republican lawmakers even, one of them in a closed-door meeting, said, oh, my God, when they saw the post from Donald Trump. Several senators, I just ran into Lindsey Graham, for example, who kind of brushed me off and said he didn't speak to Trump yet. We'll see, he said, if Gates is confirmable, if he's a good pick. Chuck Grassley, who's going to be the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, working very closely with the next attorney general, he really didn't have anything to say. He stood there for 30 seconds just completely baffled when reporters told him about this. Others like Collins, Murkowski, those who are seen to deflect from whatever Trump tries to do, their press handlers basically pushing us aside. And it is because look at who Gates is. He's currently under investigation by the House Ethics Committee for some of these personal misgivings that he's been a part of, some of the things that the federal government has investigated him on and later dropped charges on. He is still very much being investigated by that House committee. A bipartisan sentiment across the aisle is they really can't believe that Gates is the one who ended up with this top job. And the question of if he's confirmable, well, you talk about all these picks. This really is the biggest test between Senate Republicans and Trump, and a test of their allyship to him, too.
It sure is, Julie. It's well put. Ken.
It sure is, Julie. I dare these Republicans to cross Trump at this point. The guy just won with a sweeping mandate. And it's his party that's in charge of the Senate. I don't think he's going to get any Democrats supporting him on some of these confirmation picks. They'll support Rubio, but I dare them. I mean, go for it. But you're going to get major blowback from your constituents if you try to stand in their way. Just that's the bottom line. Understand that. You will get major, major blowback. All right, listen, safety and security is a top priority for business owners in this day and age. It's a top priority for everybody. Look no further than my friend Tom McCausland at McCausland Lock and Alarm to secure your facilities. They'll help you control access. That means a state-of-the-art key card system so you determine where you can get who can get where in your facility. And incredible camera systems so that you can keep an eye on everything. A lot of companies can sell you these things, but there's only one Tom McCausland. His wealth of knowledge and experience allow McCausland to effectively protect all types of facilities, no matter what the circumstances. And just as important as the customer service. So that's the thing, right? If you have any issues, you're not going to be trapped in some 800 number trying to figure things out. You're going to get Tom McCausland himself or somebody close to him on his team. But you'll never be stuck in the voice message hell not knowing what number to push. So if you're serious about protecting your facilities, and you should be in this day and age, you need to seriously consider McCausland Lock and Alarm. Just call Tom at 610-430-1500. 610-430-1500. McCausland Lock and Alarm. Securing your business. Securing your future.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yeah, baby. Home sweet home. Trump is surrounding himself with loyalists. That's how it's reading right now. Surrounding himself with loyalists, and they are losing their friggin' minds. Losing their minds. I'll tell you what, it's great to hear. It's glorious. Welcome back. Glad you're here. The Big Story of the Hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. This has been an explosive show. So obviously, as you can imagine, we are trying to handle everything up and handle everything for you. But there's been a lot of things, including, by the way, some major appointments. So if you're just joining me right now, Matt Gaetz, Attorney General, Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, all three of those names came out during the show today, literally during the show. So that's what we got, Matt DeSantis. And you just added a clip. What's the clip you just added for me?
It's sort of off topic, but it's hilarious, and I think we should play it, if not now, at some point during the show. It's Sunny Hostin. She's the host of The View, as everyone knows, who famously asked Kamala Harris what she would do differently from Joe Biden in her own administration, or if there was anything she would change. And obviously, Kamala had nothing. She said she basically nothing came to mind. Hostin now admits on a podcast that she thought it was going to be a softball question, and obviously it backfired.
Okay, let's take a listen. Go for it.
just remind people what the question was. It was, what would you have done differently?
I asked the vice president what she would do differently in a Harris administration as opposed to a Biden administration. Mm-hmm.
And what if anything she wishes she could have done differently in the past 4 years? Or what,
something like that.
Yeah.
I followed up because I was surprised at the answer. Look, I think it wasn't so much about the question, but it was really more about the answer.
Not a thing comes to mind.
And that's why I followed up with, is there anything mm-hmm. that you would do differently? And the reason I followed up is because, you know, that wasn't a gotcha question. That was a layup, mm-hmm. really.
It was an important question, and I think one she should have expected.
That's what I thought. I actually thought it was a chance for her to explain to all the people who are saying, I want
a
change agent,
a layup.
For her to
that?
Explain that, of course, she has a different lived experience
right.
from President Biden. But they did have one of the most successful administrations in our country.
Well, that's the tricky part.
And I thought she would then say, I would build on the wins that we've had. Mm-hmm.
So she admits asking her a softball question. None of us are shocked by this, of course, coming from the cackling hens on The View. None of us are shocked, nor should we be shocked. Let me take some calls, get some response here. Joe is in Fishtown. Joe, your thoughts on Trump's appointments today?
Hi, Rich. This is my opinion. I just want to ask you what you think about it. Is it possible Trump picked Rubio so he could fire him later on down the line? Because you can't fire a senator, right?
You can't fire a senator, no.
So, but now once he has him, then he can get rid of him, and then you open up a spot in the Senate for someone as a loyalist. Is that?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So he's playing a little four-dimensional chess here. You make him Secretary of State. He does something you don't like. You fire him, but you've got now a loyalist in the U.S. Senate. That's an interesting theory.
I'm thinking outside the box, but
I like it. It's the Italian way. It's the revenge is the dish best served cold. You know.
No, my wife's all full-blooded Italian from South Philly. She loves it. I told her that one. She said, "That's a good idea." I said, "I don't know.
See that?
I don't know if I'm right." Yeah, you know what? Hey, Rick, yesterday you asked a question, but I already called. I didn't want to call back and hung up the phone. But you asked about what was the one major thing you made me think that why the Dems lost. And for me, like in my opinion, in one word, them. Your whole policy.
Yeah.
Them in general. When you, Rich, I talk to people at work. When your policies, when you got people who are on the fence, when you got them leaving you to go to someone who's supposed to be a Hitler-esque dictator, that goes to show you how bad things are. When you're willing to be under a dictator instead of what they've been pitching for the last 4 years, you know, that just goes to show you right there. A lot of people, Richard, this is the greatest time we're living in. When you think about this, it's really going to be interesting what's going on. And if Trump is able to get done in this administration what they said they do, all them other people are going to realize that the Democrats are lying to them. Even more people are going to jump on. This is going to be this train's just going to grow. You know
hey, Joe, I appreciate the call, buddy. I hear you. I like your thinking. I like your strategy, your strategery. Thank you, Joe. Excellent point. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Chris in Southampton. Chris, how are you?
Doing great, Rich. Every day is like Christmas since Trump won.
It really is, right?
Two
presents you didn't even ask Santa for, you're getting. You didn't even ask Santa for it, and you wake up and it's there in the morning for you.
Correct. So with Trump appointing Elon and Vivek to the waste division of the government, do you think they'll make a push for one bill, one vote to try to get rid of all the pork, you know, that's happening? And then also, do you think it's a situation where you know, they try to attack that once they see all the waste that's going on, like Rand Paul mentions every Christmas.
Yeah, look, I mean, a couple things here, obviously, and that's this. Those things about voting for bills up or down, that's up to the legislature, obviously. They can make recommendations. I hope they do. The Republicans are in charge. That would be great. Stop doing omnibus bills. Stop doing these massive spending bills. That would be a wonderful thing.
Exactly.
That's up to the Republicans in the House and the Senate, though, and I hope they'll take this opportunity to make that change.
And the other thing, I got to give a really great shout out to Jimmy Fallon, because days before the election, he called it 312 electoral votes for Trump. and he got it right on the nose.
Oh, did he get the actual number?
He said 312 was 2 or 3 days before the election. I forget whether it was his own show on Saturday night or another show. You can ask him. He called for 312, and I was laughing as the number was going up. I'm like, man, Sal is going to hit it right on the nose. And then obviously several days later, he got it.
Oh, man, his bookies hate him right now. They had to pay up big time because he was making bets all over the place.
It goes to show.
All right, I'll send him your best, Chris. But hopefully you'll thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Hopefully you'll join us tonight in media. There are some tickets at the door tonight at the Media Theater. See me and Jimmy Fallon on stage together. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a blast. So join us tonight. Let's go to Andrea in Glassboro, New Jersey. Hello, Andrea.
Hey, Rich. I got to tell you, I am happier than can be that we have the trifecta, number one. I know they're not necessarily, they haven't declared the House, but it's definitely looking like it. One of the things I wanted to comment on was the way the Democrats have been acting since the election results. I, like you, every now and then flip to CNN to see what the other side is saying. And I find it very rich that now all of a sudden you're hearing them saying, well, you know, we didn't connect with what the people were thinking. And, you know, we got to secure the border. Jeffries mm-hmm. was saying that yesterday. And ironically, the first person who came out and congratulated Trump as soon as they announced his winning was Liz Cheney. Okay. Of all people, Liz Cheney. So it just goes.
Wait,
to
Liz
show
Cheney
you
congratulated
are,
Trump. Are you sure about that?
Oh, she was. I'm absolutely positive because she put out a press statement and I said, could this possibly be?
Yeah.
And she said basically that we all need to come together now and we need to support the president. And they're all falling on their swords. And you got Nancy Pelosi. Now she is blaming, you know, Biden. Nobody knows who to blame. And, you know, one day they're blaming Biden. The next day they're blaming Harris. The bottom line is that they didn't connect with the people. And truthfully, every topic that people voted for, I really don't think that they expected everybody to, they didn't expect everybody to vote for Trump. That little concert that they had in Philadelphia the night before, were they that dumb to think that that was going to make everybody in that crowd vote Democrat?
Look, this is,
there were
this
people
is,
in that crowd
yeah.
that were wearing Trump shirts.
Andrea, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Look, that's why I said it was a Hillary Clinton cover band. The same thing with the concert the night before. But that's fascinating. I didn't realize Liz Cheney actually sent out congratulations to Trump. That's amazing. All right, we got to get a poem from Ed and Del Rand. So let's do it. Go ahead, Ed.
Matt DeSantis and Rich Cioli are fantastic, and they didn't even invent elastic or plastic.
Okay. It sounds like you were just trying to come up with a way to rhyme fantastic. That's all it really was, you know?
No, I thought I did come up with a rhyme with for
no,
fantastic.
No, I know, but there really was another a point other than you just found words to rhyme with fantastic, you know?
Okay. Hey, I cracked up Matt anyway, right?
You did,
you know,
Matt. Well done.
Up the bat
good
and he's
job.
He's wearing a nice hat. Well, anyway, here's what I want to tell you. Okay.
Yes, Ed.
All right,
our resident Nobel laureate. Yes.
Yo, I just love the way the left and the media, the lamestream media, is melting down and they're going freaking nuts and the Democrats are melting down. It's so beautiful to see. It really is.
There's a lot of meltdowns. We have even more of them for you. And I guarantee you there's going to be more heads exploding after these appointments today. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it, buddy. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. All right. Listen, we are in media. We're live in media today, and it's great. You have Cheney's statement. Okay, this is what Liz Cheney said. Our nation's democratic system functioned last night, and we have a new president-elect. All Americans are bound, whether we like the outcome or not, to accept the results of our elections. We now have a special responsibility as citizens of the greatest nation on earth to do everything we can to support and defend our Constitution, preserve the rule of law, and ensure that our institutions hold over these coming 4 years. Citizens across this country, our courts, members of the press, and those serving in our federal, state, and local governments must now be the guardrails of democracy. I wouldn't exactly say that that's a congratulations note by Liz Cheney. I would probably more put that as a, we're going to turn around and we're going to battle you and be the guardians because you're going to be the dictator who's going to try to destroy all that. And most people responded to her statement by saying, cry harder. You're going to prison. We're a constitutional republic. Good thing you're not going to be attorney general. Thanks for working on behalf of, that's somebody who likes her. Have you considered transitioning to a man, changing your name and moving to Ukraine? Now, I don't know why that guy asked those questions. But anyway, that's her statement. I wouldn't exactly put that in the congratulations category. Like if somebody sent me that note, like you became the afternoon drive host, we must now do everything we can to guard our radios, protect the airwaves from you, and ensure that the freedom to communicate is still in place and that the power of the FCC holds. I'd be like, you hate me, don't you? Like, you really don't like my show. You think I'm going to take over the world. So I wouldn't necessarily put that in the congratulations category. All right, listen. Personal information removal, how essential that is with DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro. It is essential. And here's the thing. It's great. There is so much data about us on the internet. Everything we do, everywhere we go, it's all for sale. And companies have it. And it's the highest bidder that gets it. And it's just so much, right? Got to do something about it. That's what DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro does. It's a 3-in-1 privacy solution for you. And it has a VPN, so you can be online anywhere, whether you're wireless, whether you're at home, whether you're at a coffee shop, at work, it doesn't matter. The secure VPN will keep your data encrypted. It has personal information removal, so all the information about you that I just mentioned gets removed. And personal identity theft restoration, if God forbid your identity is ever stolen. All that for $10 a month. And if you go to duckduckgo.com/1210, you are going to get a 7-day free trial. Look, that's a $10 insurance policy you can't pass up. So do it today. What are you waiting for? Duckduckgo.com/1210. Duckduckgo.com/1210.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth. Retirement planning is more than just saving money. It's creating the life you've always dreamed of with financial freedom. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. Build a strong financial portfolio so you'll enjoy retirement and leave your family a strong financial legacy. Secure your financial freedom. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.